The oil industry was dealt a major blow on Monday when a district court said the Dakota Access Pipeline must shut down by August 5th for an environmental review that could last well into 2021. The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe and environmental groups have spent years opposing the pipeline. And that decision comes just days after the energy companies behind the Atlantic Coast Natural Gas Pipeline canceled that project after years of legal delays. Ellen Gilmer is a senior legal reporter for Bloomberg Law, and she joins me now. Ellen, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me, Tanzina.
So why the sudden turnaround in the Dakota Access Pipeline?
So Monday's decision was something that was truly years in the making. This is a case the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe, and a few other tribes filed lawsuits back in 2016. So they've been trying to fight this pipeline since before construction began. They were unsuccessful in stopping it on the front end, but this district court in Washington, D.C. identified some flaws in the permit that the federal government issued for the pipeline and finally decided that the result of those flaws in the permit meant shutting down the pipeline while the government does another environmental review.
Ellen, you said that they were unsuccessful on the front end, and I want to remind listeners that we're talking about, if some may recall, many of the protests that were happening at this Dakota Access Pipeline. Is that correct?
Absolutely. So a lot of listeners might recall back in 2016, thousands of people descended on Standing Rock Indian Reservation in North Dakota near this water body where the pipeline would cross. And that's really the area that's of most concern to members of the tribes. It's about a half a mile from the Standing Rock Indian Reservation. And there were people who were camped out there for months to show their opposition to this project, largely indigenous advocates, also of a large contingent of environmental activists and just other opponents of the pipeline. And so they were on the ground doing this advocacy, and at the same time, they were in court pushing back on the pipeline. They just didn't have success in court until later.
When it comes to pipelines like the Dakota Access Pipeline, which go through Native land, is that factored into the judge's decision? Are we looking at the sovereignty of that land itself as it belongs to tribal communities?
So it's complicated. Dakota Access does not go through the Standing Rock Reservation, but it does go through historic land, ancestral homelands of all of the Lakota people. And in that case, there are certainly tribal treaty rights involved in the litigation, especially in regards to how the pipeline could affect the water supply that the tribes rely on. So that's how that comes into play in that context. And the judge has required the federal government to take a closer look at how the pipeline affects those tribal treaty rights to that water and to hunt and fish in that area. But the crux of the decision this week is a little broader, and it's all about the National Environmental Policy Act, which is a federal law that basically says when the government approves a big project, it has to look before it leaps. It has to look at the environmental impacts before it goes forward. It doesn't mean it can't have environmental impacts, but it means those have to be fully understood. And so the conclusion the judge made here was the Army Corps of Engineers, which is the agency that has jurisdiction here, the Army Corps didn't properly consider all of the potential impacts.
This pipeline has existed prior to the Trump administration. I want to be clear with our listeners on that. And so this is an issue that's been longstanding under multiple administrations. But under the Trump administration, many of these environmental protections and laws are either being gutted or rewritten. What effect does that have, if any, on what you're describing here, which is the environmental impact that a project could have? I mean, are those laws still in place? Are those recommendations still in place under the Trump administration?
All the laws are still in place for sure. What the Trump administration is doing is trying to update various regulations which control kind of how these laws are implemented. So the Trump administration is trying to streamline all of these different approvals, environmental reviews especially, for big infrastructure projects like oil and gas pipelines. And yes, the Dakota Access Pipeline was originally approved under the Obama administration back in 2016. But the Obama administration, after seeing all of the tribal opposition to the project, took a step back and it withheld a final permit for the project and said, let's take a closer look at this. When President Trump took office, one of his first actions was to say, no, we are definitely moving forward on Dakota Access and also on the Keystone XL pipeline. Both of these are oil pipelines. So this has been a big priority for the administration to just get these two projects through and also to make it easier for all of these other kind of projects to get built and not get bogged down by the various environmental requirements that are laid out in federal law.
In the name of transparency, we should also explain what the Trump administration's relationship is to the company behind the Dakota Access Pipeline.
Kelsey Warren is the CEO of Energy Transfer, which is the company that built and operates Dakota Access. Kelsey Warren is a big Trump supporter, has hosted campaign rallies for the president. So they have a good relationship. Definitely the president is supportive of Kelsey Warren's enterprise, and Kelsey Warren has been a big booster of the president's policy goals.
This project at least will be under review until at least 2021, at which point we may have a new president in office. We may not. We've just described how President Trump is dealing with this. Let's talk a little bit if we have a President Biden at some point by 2021. Has he said anything about how he would handle these types of projects going forward?
So he's been pretty explicit about moving away from oil and gas production on federal lands. I haven't seen as much about specific pipelines, but it's definitely something that court watchers and policy watchers are looking at and thinking if there is a Biden administration, it would be maybe inclined to not grant any kind of final reapproval of the Dakota Access Pipeline. But it's hard to say right now. We should also note that it's possible Dakota Access and the Trump administration could successfully appeal Monday's court decision, and they could keep the pipeline operating. And if the pipeline is still operating, makes it a little bit tougher for a future administration to change course. Still totally possible, but it changes the status quo, makes it a little bit harder to just turn those valves off and turn the oil off.
Ellen Gilmer is a senior legal reporter for Bloomberg Law. Ellen, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.